Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means that we will have an episode of Science for Humans. We're going to talk about the best supplement cocktail for reoccurring respiratory infections. This is the season for respiratory infections. There are some people who get them 2, 3, 4, 5 times. They seem to linger, never go away. Dr. Jeff is going to deliver the information about the right cocktail that should help everybody out there in the audience. Then we're going to switch it up a little bit. And I'm going to do a monologue. I'm going to talk about taking a closer look at metformin as an anti-aging drug. Recently, the FDA approved metformin as the first anti-aging drug to undergo a human trial. And we actually talked about this in the past with Dr. Matt Andry. But after doing some digging around, I've got some suspicions that metformin may not be a good idea as an anti-aging drug. And I'm going to put the facts to you and let you decide yourself. Of course, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals. Their product line is All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to see the various banner ads speaking about all the different products produced by All American EFX Sports.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful. So this is the season, and in Billings, Montana, it comes sooner than it comes in other areas of the country, from what I understand, huh?
You know, except for yesterday, which was 60 degrees.
So you have had snow already, haven't you?
We did. It's actually been pretty mild, but about, I want to say maybe 2 weeks ago, we did get our first kind of real snow, and I think we got about 2 or 3 inches. But it melted really quick because the ground was still warm.
Yeah. So this is the season for upper respiratory and respiratory infections in general. Andrew Michael Barker sent you a question. He said, what do you do for people who have reoccurring respiratory infections? And are there supplements or a supplement cocktail out there that would be ideal for these individuals?
You know, and that was a great question. You know, Andrew had been listening. He's a regular listener, so he had listened through all the vitamins that we had done earlier this summer and was wondering, you know, again, is there a cocktail? Apparently, you know, Andrew, like most people, especially this time of year and in Montana, because the weather fluctuates, you know, it'll be cold, warm, you get these respiratory infections. So my response back to Andrew was, yes, vitamin D is my cocktail. And what I wanted to kind of talk about is, you know, what is the respiratory infection? You know, what does that include? You know, it includes the throat, the sinuses, airways, and lungs. You know, anything in that respiratory tract, inflammation does like to build up. And, you know, you can get things as serious as, you know, influenza, all types of sinus infections, bronchitis, pneumonia, tuberculosis. But the most common is the common cold. And as you know, Carl, there is no cure, according to the medical profession, for the common cold.
Right. And maybe we don't want a cure for the common cold. The common cold may be the body expunging. It may be the reaction to the body kind of cleansing itself, ridding itself of pathogens and bacteria and even maybe some mild viruses. So the idea of getting rid of the common cold is probably not a good idea. If you are having recurrences of the cold, then you need to look at things that are going to boost your immune system.
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of the key, because even from the medical profession, you know, when you have these respiratory infections, kind of these common ones, they don't do anything. They just tell you to kind of ride it out. You know, they usually don't give you antibiotics until it gets real severe, where you have a real bad, nasal infection or something. But, you know, studies have shown, and I'm talking more than one, that there is a direct link between vitamin D levels and the risk of getting respiratory infections.
Now, think about it. Who gets colds in the summertime? Raise your hands. Nobody. Who gets respiratory tract infections in the summertime, except if you're doing something that is going to make you prone to getting one, like if you are kissing a person who has a known sore throat. I mean, people generally in the summertime, by and large, do not get these types of ailments. It's not until the seasons start to change, right? The leaves start dying, the weather gets cool, the sun starts to change its pattern in the sky, the days get shorter, the darkness gets longer, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, our immune system starts to falter and we start getting sick.
And, you know, what people think might be a respiratory infection during the summer are usually allergies.
Right.
You know, allergies trigger all types of things. And usually a nice, over-the-counter antihistamine will normally take care of that if you do have seasonal allergies. But absolutely. And, you know, the common denominator is during the winter, for most of us here in the lower 48 or 49 states, including Alaska, the sun disappears. You know, and I think people don't realize, you know, what role the sun plays in the production of vitamin D.
You know, vitamin D produced by sunlight specifically in the skin, and this is where the magic is. Vitamin D produced in the skin is treated differently than vitamin D that we take orally. While we can take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D and get a high 25 hydroxy status, there's other magic happening in the skin that we lose sight of, and quite frankly, lose the benefits of when the summer disappears. We don't see this in people who live in hotter climates. People who live in climates where it's sunny all the time, we don't see these seasonal colds and flus arising when the weather changes. You just don't see it. So the vitamin D part of it is absolutely a very important part of it. But I say, if you have no other choice but to get your vitamin D orally, then do it. But there are other opportunities to get vitamin D. Not to sound like a complete pimp job here. I hope this is okay. But we just reformulate. For those of you who followed Primal D, you know that we kind of took it off the market. It disappeared. The commercial stopped. Because we had some problems with the delivery mechanism. It was inconsistent. But we brought it to All American Pharmaceutical. And Dr. Jeff and his scientists dug down and they looked at what we were doing and they figured out what we were doing wrong and they corrected it. And we are reintroducing Primal D now. It is a newly formulated, new and improved Primal D. This is the best way to get your vitamin D. If you can't get it through the sun, then definitely deliver it through the skin, because different things happen when vitamin D enters through the skin than through the gut and the liver.
And I think, you know, the important thing, Carl, you know, obviously we're excited about the Primal D, but, you know, vitamin D really shouldn't be called a vitamin, in my personal opinion. It's more of a cholesterol hormone.
Right.
But very few foods, you know, actually contain vitamin D. It isn't like most of our other vitamins where, you know, if you eat really healthy and you eat enough of those items, you can keep your levels up. But we're really limited. You know, I mean, only foods such as like cod liver oil or, you know, the fatty fishes like, you know, tuna and salmon, sardines, oysters, mackerel, herring. But let's face it, in the U.S., most of us don't eat as much food, fish as they do in other parts of the world. So where are we getting our vitamin D from? The only other place is the sun. And what, like you said, what happens when the sun goes out? And especially, you know, nowadays is everyone is pushing, you know, sun cancer, you know, stay out of the sun. I think people are even deficient during the summertime.
Yes, because they're using sunblocks as an SPF 5. Can reduce vitamin D production in the skin by 70%. And most people are using SPF 30, 50, 80 because they're convinced that they don't want to get skin cancer. The other thing to think of is this. From an evolutionary perspective, unless you were an Eskimo who regularly ate polar bear liver, you never got 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 IUs of vitamin D through your gut. You always got it through your skin.
And, you know, I read a study, too, that, you know, talking about cancer, that people with elevated vitamin D levels were at much lower risk of cancer. And this was especially done in a study on women with breast cancer. So, you know, again, I think the whole sun thing was to sell sunblock myself, but that's a whole nother story, huh?
Yeah, the sunblock cancer link is there. There was a study done from individuals of African descent who moved to the United States. They moved from a region of sub-Saharan Africa where skin cancer is virtually undetectable in the population. They came to the United States. They lived a life here. They used sunblocks. They developed skin cancer. It was an epidemiological study, and it makes one wonder that if they lived in sub-Saharan Africa and they were exposed to sun all the time, and skin cancer is virtually non-existent in that population, but they come to the United States and they develop skin cancer. What's really going on? Sunblock plays a role. Also, the pro-inflammatory diet plays a role. So there's a lot going on there. But vitamin D is definitely the cornerstone of the immune-boosting supplements required to avoid recurring respiratory infections. What other ones, Dr. Jeff?
Well, one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, that the production of vitamin D, you know, is really a complex three-stage process. You know, and the first stage, the body has to take in some food that contains that cholesterol, which is a precursor to D. So we're talking about trying to get it from some of our food sources. Our bodies can't use most of the forms. It has to convert it into this D3. The second is we got to have sun for that conversion. So even with the vitamin D's that we're taking in from our food sources, without sun, we don't get that conversion to that D3. Then the third step is the final step, is where the kidneys actually convert that vitamin D or the liver into a usable form, which again is D3. So, you know, it's a fairly complex process. And again, you take the sun out of the equation, you have deficiencies in D. And, you know, it's interesting because they're now linking such things as cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disease, influenza, and even DNA repair and metabolic processes to vitamin D levels, you know, being insufficient amounts.
Well, think about it. Vitamin D is the activity hormone. Think about this for a second. From an evolutionary standpoint, if we were sick, we were in a cave, we were hiding in a house, we were not moving around, we were lacking activity. If we were active, we were usually active outdoors. If we were active outdoors, we were usually getting drenched by sunlight through our clothes or not through our clothes. So vitamin D has been shown to trigger certain genetic switches that tell the body that it's robust and it's healthy. And that's because it's the activity hormone. It's the hormone that you develop by being active. And this is a signal to every cell in the body that things are going good. The world is great. The environment is not hostile.
Yes.
We have to take a break. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about some other vitamins that play into this discussion as far as a cocktail goes. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. We're talking right now about a supplement or vitamin cocktail that will help you if you are one of these people who ends up with recurring respiratory issues and infections throughout the winter months. Stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to hotlogicmini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's hotlogicmini.com and coupon code SHR. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini, my co-host. We're talking about a cocktail that will benefit those who suffer from respiratory infections as the seasons start to change. What else, Dr. Jeff? We hit vitamin D pretty hard, but there's other things too, right?
Well, you know, there are a few specifics. What I told Andrew, because sometimes it gets really complex to start, you know, finding the exact vitamins and ratio, I told him to stack it with VitaDrive. That way he gets everything else he needs. But to be specific, you know, vitamin A, which is another fat-soluble vitamin, plays an essential role, you know, in stimulating your immune system and fighting infections. So that would be the next part of this so-called cocktail, is to make sure that you have adequate amounts of vitamin A. Now, that one's a little easier to get from your food than D. Then we run into folate, which is one of the B vitamins, stimulates DNA production and cell reproduction. You know, deficiencies, again, have been proven that you'll be more prone to respiratory diseases and infections. And then, you know, my favorite vitamin C of all time is, or vitamin of all times is vitamin C.
Right.
Again, multiple studies out there, you know, showing that, you know, inadequate amounts of vitamin C, again, respiratory infections. And then I round that off with a little bit of vitamin E. Again, you know, Tufts University in Boston has released several studies, again, showing that, you know, if you don't take vitamin E or your vitamin E levels are low, you can be at risk of a respiratory infection.
Now, vitamin A and vitamin E for a second. I just want to dwell on these for a second. So don't think you're getting a lot of vitamin A if you're using a supplement or using products that claim to have beta-carotene as their form of vitamin A, because this is not active vitamin A, and a large portion of the population cannot convert it to vitamin A. The reality is that you need to be taking retinol, retinol palmitate, retinoic acid, whatever you want to get it under the name of, but it's not beta carotene. That's a really important one right there.
That's a good one, you know, and I think sometimes, you know, as the supplement industry is always looking for the next greatest thing no one else has, they never look at whether or not you can actually absorb it. So sometimes we've made some good advancements, you know, finding better absorbable forms, and sometimes, you know, the ones that we started with are the best. The other thing, too, that, you know, is important if you're going to take your vitamin D from a supplement is you want to make sure that you also include some vitamin K. Very important from that standpoint.
Yes, K2 especially. Also, if you're taking real vitamin A and you're taking vitamin D3, make sure you take it with a fatty meal, because remember, we're a fat phobic society today. There is some evidence that a lot of people who take vitamin D supplements that don't see a improvement in their 25 hydroxy levels when they get their blood test done, they're not absorbing it in the gut. If you're not taking your vitamin D and vitamin A, because they are fat soluble vitamins, with a fatty meal, then you are losing the ability to absorb it as it passes into the large intestine and downstream. Remember, fats are treated differently than other things that you're digesting. So you must take it with a fatty meal.
And I just want to say that, you know, I'm one of those people that, I guess, you know, coming from California, I didn't like the cold weather out here, even though I grew up in the Midwest. But I do get those mild respiratory infection, you know, sinus infections. So I've been taking my vitamin D now, and I found that it would only take one dose one day to get rid of it, but it continues to come back. So for a lot of people, it's just kind of chronic. So I'm going to stay on my vitamin D, and I'm using currently until Primal D is out, 25,000 IUs a day is what I'm doing. And I'm also stacking that with my VitaDrive. Again, you know, I'm getting my E's and my A's and my folate in there, but I also want to make sure I'm not deficient, you know, in my other B vitamins. But when the Primal D comes out, you know, that's really exciting, as Carl said, because, you know, taking it in through the skin, that is where all the magic happens.
That's what nature wants you to do. So when will – that's a good question. So I will learn along with the audience. When will vitamin D be available, do you think?
Oh,
I mean, Primal D. Yeah, put you on the spot.
You know, I think when I looked at production, we are in there. We're making it. So I would imagine by the first of the year, we will have it available again. So again, you know, if you're tired, you know, you get these respiratory infections, you're feeling blue, you're depressed, your bones ache, you got gut trouble. I mean, you need some vitamin D.
Yeah, absolutely. Vitamin D is an amazing supplement that everybody should be taking. And Primal D will be the best vitamin D supplement in the world. Now that we have perfected it, now that the formula, and by the way, it's going to be sold in smaller amounts, because when I first introduced it, it was an entire year's supply. But it's going to actually be sold in smaller amounts. A bottle will probably last most people anywhere from 60 to 90 days. So it'll be less expensive as well.
So I recommend anybody, you know, again, in the lower states, you know, that don't have a lot of sunshine, like Montana through the winter, you do need to get on some Primal D and some vitamin D, and along with these other vitamins. Even if you don't have respiratory infection, you'll find that if you're one of those people that do get those winter colds, you will recover a lot faster being on these than not being on them.
Anything that improves the immune system. You know how vitamin A improves the immune system? Vitamin A is responsible for stem cell differentiation. Your immune system is no different than anything else in your body. It has stem cells that replenish the cells that are failing and going out. You know, your immune system cells have telomeres. We talk about telomerase and how it improves longevity. Well, guess what AIDS is? Acquired immune deficiency syndrome is when the telomeres of the DNA diminish so rapidly that the immune system runs out of new cells. So basically the immune system disappears. This is what it is. Well, guess what vitamin A does? Vitamin A is responsible for cellular differentiation of stem cells. So that means that stem cells that want to become immune cells will be able to. They give in third world countries, they give a single dose, 100,000 IUs of vitamin A, real vitamin A, to children to protect them against getting the measles.
Hmm.
I mean, that's impressive, isn't it?
That is. You know, I think, again, you know, it shows us how important these vitamins are. You know, if we all would take it a little more seriously and work on, you know, preventing and boosting our immune systems, you know, through supplements and diet, we're going to be a lot better off in the long run.
So, Dr. Jeff, next time you and I talk, it'll be face-to-face because we have a live remote coming from Billings, Montana this Friday. Elisa will be in the studio with Elliot Turton. I will be in the studio in Billings with Dr. Jeff. We have an amazing Casual Friday already planned.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and you and I are going to hit the gym Friday. We're going to be posting pictures and videos, and after that, we're going to go get us a big old steak.
I like that idea. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Dr. Jeff. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about everybody keeps asking me, even at my gym this morning, have you heard about the new anti-aging drug the FDA just approved the clinical trial on? And it's metformin. And I want to give you all the facts before you think that this is the answer to a long and healthy life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So this morning I was at the gym training, and my good friend Tony Vannetti and I started talking. We were talking about, he said, you know, there's this new study about this diabetes medication that the FDA just approved a clinical trial as an anti-aging drug. And, of course, I'm aware of what he's talking about. He's talking about metformin. And I said, yeah, but you can't just assume that it's a good choice for an anti-aging drug. And I started to explain things to him, and he said, you know, why don't other people know this? Why don't people in the mainstream know this? And I says, I don't know. Probably because the mainstream doesn't really do any digging. They just read press releases, and most people get confused by that approach to delivering science-based news. You know, science is the accumulation of everything we know with the addition of what we just found out, but when science-based news is delivered, it's just what we just found out, and it and people think, oh, that's it. No, there's more to compare it to. So let's talk about this for a second. Anything that helps you manage blood sugar, maintain low blood sugar levels, low insulin levels, low blood sugar levels, without having multiple spikes throughout the day. This is a good thing. We did a show back in 2007. I tried to find it, but it's not even available anymore on my own server because we took it off. Where we talked about glucose signaling, is what triggers cellular senescence. The scientists came on the show. I remember the discussion like it was yesterday. They did this study in yeast and then C. elegans, which are worms, and that's the one we talked about, the one in the worms. And what they found out was that when they increased sugar and thus blood glucose levels, cells aged faster. Very simple. Nothing to discuss, nothing to get hung up about. Gee, well, what is that? It just means that when cells age faster, your body's aging faster because your body is just a conglomeration of your cells. So if your cells are aging faster, your body's aging faster. If your cells are aging faster, they're turning over faster. Telomeres are getting shorter. DNA is going to start replicating improperly. You're going to start having mutated DNA. You're going to be prone more to cancers. You're going to be more prone to the signs, outward signs of aging. Skin is sagging and everything else. And the inward signs of aging are the cells that make up your organs. They're going to start to fail too because you've run out of new cells. So this is a very simple concept. Aging, or the speed in which you age, is directly related to how well your body or you, your lifestyle, allows you to manage blood sugar. If you're having wild roller coaster rides of blood sugar because you love your sweets, and it doesn't matter if you're going to the gym, you're going to age faster. Okay. Metformin is the go-to drug for diabetics. Most of us could get it tomorrow morning from our doctors if we ask for it, and it's like a $5 or $8 copay. It's cheap. It's a fantastic drug for unhealthy people who are suffering from type 2 diabetes because it can help their blood sugar remain lower. However, it has some nasty side effects. So the FDA just approved this clinical trial on humans using metformin as an anti-aging drug. Here's what they're not going to tell you in the mainstream media. Metformin has some very, very nasty effects. Number one, in men and women, it completely disrupts testosterone production. In fact, metformin is used in women who have PCOS specifically for that reason, to shut down testosterone production, because the testosterone production, overproduction of testosterone is associated with some of the symptoms of PCOS, which is, I can never say it, hirsutism, which is growing hair on your face and acne and so on and so forth. Okay. So in both men and women, metformin blunts the production of testosterone. You decide if that's a good thing or bad thing. I'm not going to tell you whether it's good or bad. You can decide if metformin should be considered an anti-aging drug. Something even nastier that metformin does: it inhibits mTOR. Now, we've talked about mTOR on this show for years because mTOR, the mammalian target of rapamycin, is what happens, or what's triggered, when you have the protein synthetic response after a workout and eating protein. Your muscles grow because of mTOR. mTOR is stimulated by leucine, high leucine proteins. mTOR is stimulated by working out, training. Well, metformin completely blunts mTOR. They've studied it. They know that it does this. And in fact, they try to make it a good thing in the area of cancer management. They say it's a good thing because mTOR is blunted by metformin because metformin completely disrupts a variety of growth factor productions. IGF-1, epidermal growth factor, vascular endothelial growth factor, fibroblast growth factor, which acts on nerves to help nerves repair. It shuts down the growth factors responsible for repairing your skin, repairing your nervous system, repairing your arteries and veins, repairing everything. Now, how could that be considered anti-aging? If you are blunting the repair mechanisms of your body, if you are blunting the growth factors responsible for repair, how is that considered anti-aging? It's not. But I'll let you decide. Don't take my word for it. Ask yourself if IGF-1 is a bad thing. A lot of people, I was talking to a guy who I have a lot of respect for recently, who is getting older. He's decided he wants to live a longer life. So he's doing everything he can to shut down IGF-1. He's off dairy. He's off meat. He's going vegan because he wants to shut off IGF-1 because he feels that IGF-1 is the reason that people age faster. And what he's looking at specifically, and what a lot of the IGF-1 equals aging science looks at specifically, incorrectly, are those individuals who have pituitary adenomas that develop, for lack of better terms, giantism, right? These people who, like Andre the Giant, they have a pituitary adenoma, they overproduce growth hormone, their bodies grow out of control, and they have very short lifespans. We've also seen this in rat studies. If you have rats that are genetically predisposed to overproduce growth hormone, they have shorter lifespans than their counterparts. So by those studies, they immediately say, well, growth, IGF-1 is the active metabolite of growth hormone. It's got to be IGF-1 that's shortening people's lives. So the theory is by shutting down IGF-1, you will then improve lifespan. I think this is wrong. I'm going on the record as saying that this is a mistake. How could something that's responsible for repair of tissue in your body be the thing you want to shut off if you want to live a long, healthy life? Okay, let's say metformin works. Let's say metformin extends life, but you've got no libido, and you are withering away. All your muscles, your strength is gone because you've undergone such severe muscle wasting over the course of 20, 30, 40 years that you have a hard time getting around. Your skin looks terrible because it's sagging. It's not repairing anymore. Bruises don't heal very quickly. Neurological disorders start to set in because the normal turnover of neuron cells isn't there anymore because the growth factors that stimulate them aren't there anymore. Does this sound like an anti-aging drug to you? Of course not. Of course not. Now, metformin does some things good. Metformin does have the ability to control blood sugar. So let's put that on this side of the list. Metformin controls blood sugar, keeps blood sugar from getting too high, and in that way, it will slow cellular senescence. Let's put on the other side of the list. It's already been discovered that it blunts the production of testosterone in both men and women. It blunts mTOR. So forget about tissue repair, muscle repair. It blunts growth factors. Forget about tissue repair, neuronal repair. BDNF is a growth factor. Brain-defining neurotrophic factor is a downstream metabolite of IGF-1. Okay? Mechanical growth factor that makes your muscles repair is a downstream metabolite of IGF-1. So it's safe to say that if it's blunting this group of growth factors that are downstream because it's blunting IGF-1, it's going to blunt everything downstream of IGF-1. So put that on this side of the list. Now, the other thing is this. Have you ever seen a diabetic that's been on metformin for a long time? What you'll notice is that they are not lean. You would expect someone who's managing blood sugar to be ultra lean. They should be ripped. After being on metformin for 4, 5, 6 years, taking their right dose, they should be ripped to shreds. But they're not. If anything, they're the most skinny fat people you'll ever see in your life. And Dr. Scott Connolly, during an episode of Body RX that I was taping, said the problem with metformin is it oversensitizes fat cells to insulin. Now, there are studies out there that say that insulin does not have a direct effect on lipogenesis. But if Dr. Scott Connolly is right, it does. It's going to speed up the accumulation of fat. And while those studies haven't been done, or they've been done and the pharmaceutical industry isn't letting them out, find someone in your family that's been on metformin for 5 or 6 or 7 years. And please email me and tell me that they are ripped to shreds, that they have 1, 2, 3, even 10% body fat. No, most of them are going to have 40%, 30%, 25%, 50% body fat. How could that be if metformin is so good at helping them dispose of blood sugar and manage blood sugar, and it's keeping insulin low? And that's because while it's lowering insulin, it's also increasing the sensitivity of fat cells to insulin. So guess where all the nutrients are going? Since they don't need to go to your muscles, because your muscles aren't repairing anymore, they're not growing, they're shrinking. And it doesn't have to go to, it's going to go to your fat cells. So these people are always overweight. Always. Now, the good things about metformin on one side, it manages blood sugar. The bad things on the other side, it blunts mTOR, it disrupts sex hormones, at least testosterone we know now in men and women. What other ones besides that? It completely suppresses all growth factors that are important for the repair of tissue, and it appears to increase lipogenesis, the growth of fat. Now, I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some better alternatives. If you really believe that metformin is an anti-aging drug, let me give you some choices that have the good things that metformin has, but not the bad things that it does. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com. And use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, so we listed all the good things and bad things about metformin, and there's one really good thing, and there's a whole bunch of, in my humble opinion, bad things about metformin. So what if the pharmaceutical industry could come up with metformin's better brother? One that manages blood sugar levels, but does not affect growth factors, does not affect mTOR, appears to not affect testosterone, does not affect testosterone levels or any other hormone levels in the body, just manages blood sugar. What if they could come up with that? Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be a boon? Oh, wait. Something already exists. It's called resveratrol. Resveratrol even improves SIRT1, which has been directly linked to longevity in both mammals, in rodents, in C. elegans and everything. Sirtuins. These are transcription factors that tell the body that it needs to live longer. Okay. And resveratrol does not blunt mTOR. You can still go to the gym and train hard and build muscle. It doesn't blunt any of the growth factors. So your body will continue to repair. And it doesn't have any effect on sensitizing, fat cells, so that insulin does a better job at making fat cells. So resveratrol is top of the list. If you really believe metformin is a great anti-aging drug, you should be taking resveratrol. Clinical trials have shown that 500 milligrams twice a day does the job for most people of a high-quality trans-resveratrol that's usually micronized. Now, RevGenetics is a sponsor of ours. They have all different types of advanced resveratrol products that are out of this world and very inexpensive. So I would start there. But also interesting is that you have to take metformin twice a day too. I almost feel like they tried to create metformin to do all the things that resveratrol did, but they missed in a big way. They missed in a big way. Okay. What else? R-alpha lipoic acid, fantastic glucose disposal unit, fantastic at improving insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. I don't know if it improves insulin sensitivity of fat cells. As well, this is something I don't know. For those of you who don't know the story about R-alpha lipoic acid, BASF, the British chemical and pharmaceutical company, worked on R-alpha lipoic acid and had intended to release it as an anti-diabetic drug many, 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 many years ago. But because it occurs naturally in nature, they couldn't do it. So they abandoned all the investment in science that they did and just walked away from it. But hey, who cares? We can take advantage of the science. Our alpha-lipoic acid is a fantastic thing to take. If you're going to take a powder form, 100 to 200 milligrams a couple times a day, preferably before meals. Live On Labs has a amazing lipospheric encapsulated R-Ala. It's 250 milligrams a pouch, a sachet, what do you want to call it, a packet. You take one of those a day. That's all you need. So there's another choice better than metformin. If you believe, like I do, that reducing glucose signaling will improve lifespan, there's another one. Let's talk about some other things. Magnesium is a mineral that's been associated, when you are low in it, with increased insulin resistance. So make sure you're getting enough magnesium in your diet. There's another one. Chromium picolinate, or chromium in general, but the chromium picolinate is most often used, anywhere from 200 micrograms to as much as 400 micrograms a day, has been shown to increase insulin sensitivity. Another great thing that you can use that doesn't require a prescription and doesn't interfere with any other biological functions. Don't go crazy with it. Some people take too much. It's a metal. Don't forget, it accumulates. So there's a handful of supplements right there that will do the things that metformin will do without doing any of the harmful things that metformin does. Here's another idea. Cut back on your sugar intake and your starch intake, and try to eat more paleocentric, where the carbohydrates you're eating are tubers, complex carbs, but in the smallest amount, and lots of vegetables on the highest amount. Low carb lifestyle reduces insulin, reduces glucose signaling and improves insulin sensitivity. We're forgetting that. Right away we go to the pills. Oh, I need a pill so I can lead a crappy lifestyle and live longer. No, it doesn't work. You're going to have to give up other areas that are important, like the repair of tissue, your testosterone production. You know, your muscles are going to waste. How about a low carb lifestyle? How about cutting back carbs to something realistic, like even just 200 grams, 300 grams a day, and choosing your carbs wisely, eating your starchy carbs from tubers like potatoes and such around your workouts, and the rest of the day eating just vegetables. Stay away from things like bread. How about that to slow down aging and shut down glucose signaling? That's an alternative that doesn't cost you any money. Well, what I mean by that is, doesn't cost you any more money. You don't have to go out and buy a supplement. You just have to choose your foods a little more wisely. So don't fall for this BS that the pharmaceutical companies are trying to repurpose these diabetes drugs for those who want to live longer, because these diabetes drugs have nasty, nasty side effects, and they are not the answer. They are not the answer. The answer can lie with natural supplements like resveratrol, like our alpha-lipoic acid, minerals like magnesium, and chromium picolinate, and of course, a low carb lifestyle. All these things will lead to a longer life. So you make the decision when you sit down in a restaurant, and you order something. Think about it that way. But please, please, before you get on metformin to extend your lifespan, please do the research yourself. Make the decisions yourself. Because I can predict that there are going to be a lot of people who are on metformin that'll live to be 100, but they're going to be in wheelchairs for the last 40 years of their lives. That is not the goal of the anti-aging message that we promote within the superhuman nation. Please don't be fooled. Okay. I'm off the air tomorrow, traveling to Billings, Montana, and I will be on the air Friday for Casual Friday. Elisa will be in the studio. I'll be in Billings. I hope you can join us, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening today.